with the diyun in the Rishonim where we had three shittas about what's the difference between the halacha of tumas kohen that we say motzi osa miyado, and that there are times that tefisa works. So who could summarize the three shittas? Tosos, we'll go in this order. Tosos, Rosh, and then Rabban. Moshe, go ahead.
Tosos says that the only tefisa of the togev sabi only works if you were nichnas mehater. But if you were togev out sabi, then you would mostly from your hands.
Good.
The Rosh says that it only works with a tanis bari, but a tanis shadow would not be nothing to mostly from
your hands. Right.
And the Ramban says normally it works just in case of trade. It's such a good sabi that we can't be moving on the test as much.
Beautiful. Okay, those are the three shitas. We were masbir in detail the omek of the Rosh based on what the Tosas HaRosh says on the phase on the days. And we left off with a very mysterious Ramban. But the Ramban says that when it comes to trey v'trey, then the halacha is going to be different. Because when we have trey v'trey, there somehow you don't follow the rights of the original owner, and then we leave it where it is. In all other cases, we would say motzino samiyado. So we left off with it. Tzarach iyun gadol. What's the pshat in the Ramban? Why would the Ramban say that trey v'trey is going to be different? By the way, did anybody see Tosas and Ksugas on Chaf Amud Aleph? Yeah, you saw Moshe. Have any ha'aras of who that's like?
Sounds like he's the Rosh.
Beautiful, very good. So I think that it dawned on me that the Tosin Subas ironically seems to be like the Rush and not like Tosas on that Vavam Abed, which is in of itself is interesting. It's well known that the different Bali Tosas and different Masechtas are not the same. There were hundreds of Bali Tosas, probably 200 different Bali Tosas. So the Tosas that we have in front of us is one of the later Bali Tosas that edited different discussions of the Beis Medrash. I have actually a sefer at home, a book that lists who they think which were the Bali Tosas that wrote the Tosas according to each Masechta. So I'd like to speculate that both Metzia and Subas are not the same Bali Tosas, because ironically Tosas and Subas is closer to the Rosh, seems to be almost exactly the Shitas HaRosh and very, very different than Tosas and Bavansiyah. So I'd like to throw my hat into the academia from learning and say that I would guess, make an educated guess, that Tosas and Subas and Tosas and Bavansiyah are going to be different. But the Ramban is what we left off with the Tzarchi and Gadol. Why in the world would the Ramban say that when it comes to a trey v'trey, so then in such a case tefisa works, and in all other cases tefisa does not work? Very, very strange Ramban. The Ramban really doesn't give us much information at all. That's why we sometimes need our Rabbeim's Rabbeim to be able to explain how it works. Any suggestion? It's mystifying. No, why should trey v'trey make a difference? Yes, Shimon.
That's like what I said yesterday. It's just such a super suffix that like you can't say no.
So this is also a super suffix. You're saying good, Shimon. But this is also a super suffix. We don't know what happened. Whether the animal had a baby beforehand or not.
This is different because that's an objective pre-born topic. Well, this one is made by people.
Very good. You're saying like a London, but why should that make a difference? If anything, I would have said a suffix they're made by people is weaker. Well, you're saying our Rebbe said, Rav Elchanan Vatzman Zechik Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha said the pshat that you just said. You just said, I think, a little bit better than you did. But you're on the right track. Rav Shechter and Rav Braunschweigel learned by their famous Rebbe was Rav Soloveitchik. But there was another Rebbe who was a big, big Talmud Chacham who was famous in Europe as well, Rav Yeruchim Gerelik. Rav Yeruchim Gerelik was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav and Rav Elchanan Vatzman. He was a Rav in the Bronx, and he was a Rosh Yeshiva in YU. He was a Kanoi. He was very, 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 very sharp. So, very sharp. So, Rav Gerelik learned by Rav Elchanan and the Brisker Rav. the Rabbi Chanan says what you said. In Kovei Tzaharos, he says what you said, but you need to say it sharper. But let's take a look. Let's see that Rabbi Chanan says something very similar. You guys have a photocopy? You all follow what we're struggling with, right? Everybody knows what understands what we're struggling with? So we're going to go out of order. Rabbi Chanan makes reference to a famous Kuntres HaSveikos, which is a beautiful piece. He makes reference to that, and then he gives it his own shot. So let's take a look at first his own the shot that he gives. He's discussing this Ramban. He makes reference to the klal of trei v'trei, and then he says in the second column on page kuf lamed aleph. Here you see Shimon, basically your vart. So the first point is that why is it that we're saying takfa motzino samiyado? Step number one to the rule of takfa motzino samiyado, the rationale is that you follow muchzuk. Everybody follow that point? Takfa kohen motzi miyado. So why were you motzi it from his hand? The answer is that the other guy is a muchzuk. So muchzuk wins. By trei v'trei, muchzuk is not going to win. The guy muchzuk mamish lo manya betrei v'trei the man number sveka daraisa kemoshe kasev Ramban, like the Ramban says. V'atam, and what's the rationale? The ef sharlios shum din vaday neged edim. There are no demon that step up once there are Aden. So what does that mean? That means that Muxuk disappears. Muxuk disappears. By the way, this is a Beferish and Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph. I decided not to do with you inside, but it's a Beferish and Gemara according to Man Amar Trei V'Treis D'Oraisa. Umishum Hachi Mahanya Tfisa Besveka D'Trei V'Trei. So that's why Tfisa works. Why? Because Muxuk falls away. After Bechol Safek Mammon, even though in general it comes to Safek Mammon, Takfo Motzim Yadov, if the guy grabs it, so then he's not allowed to hold on to it. So it's like what Shimon was saying. But Rav Chanan says a little bit more. When you have two Edim that are going up against two Edim, it's the ultimate Safek. Why? Because the Torah says, Al Pishnai Edim Yakum Davar, two Edim prove a reality. We kill somebody based on two Edim. Now, what happens if you have the ultimate bearer that contradicts each other? So then there is a contradiction, an absolute contradiction. An absolute contradiction that there's no other greater contradiction than that, Al Pi Dinei Torah, the two Edim contradicting two Edim. Now, once you have that, you can't use any other machriya. What's using the halacha of muchzik? You're using a machriya. Argues Rav Elchanan that here you're not going to be able to use a machriya because you've already gotten past the right to use a machriya if you have a safek. If you have the ultimate safek, then the safek says you can't use the machriya. The tremendous chiddush that's being said, though, is that a safek in mitzius is less of a safek than a trei v'trei. Safek in mitzius, you don't know. If you don't know, so then we have a rule that you go back to muchzuk. However, when it comes to the halacha of trei v'trei, so then the Dinei Torah tell you you can't take the suffix into account. What's that based on in Svara? That trei v'trei is the ultimate suffix. If it tells you that there's suffix, then you can't resort to any other birur, because the suffix is crying out to you and saying, ignore the muksav. In contrast to a suffix in mitzius, it's just a suffix in knowledge. If it's a suffix in knowledge, then you can go back to the halacha muksav. And that's the omic of this Ramban. Again, let me repeat what I said yesterday, that the implication of this Ramban is very, very great. Because the Ramban is saying that in general, you go back to muksav. In general, takfa motzino samiyado. The one exception is when you have the ultimate bearer of trey v'trey. And what Rabbi Chanan is adding is that this really emerges, and this I did not develop, this really emerges from the Gemara in Yevamis on Lamed Aleph. See the big smile on the face, Yonatan. You're enjoying the svara?
No, yeah, it's really nice because it shows
it's beautiful. I see his face shining. It's amazing. It's like, beautiful.
It's like when people say that, like, my man makes bread, it's a higher madriga than the grain that God makes. Right. So you make a higher suffix than the seas that God
beautiful.
Makes.
Beautiful. Nachon. This is doubly meaningful, that the fact that it means that when the Nazis killed Rav Elchanan, Al Kiddush Hashem, in their wildest dreams, would they think that there would be someone that would still be enjoying that the greatest satisfaction that he would have is the Eir Svar of Rav Elchanan? This is the greatest nakama here. B'toch Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, it's absolutely mind-boggling. I've told you the story about Rabbi Chanan coming back going back to Europe, right? I have to tell you that. I've said already in Shir?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I've said already. So. Yeah. So this is a beautiful, beautiful, it's a beautiful svar. Rabbi Chanan's svar is a beautiful, beautiful svar. I always feel a responsibility after I say over a piece from Rabbi Chanan to ask the guys if I told them, because I think it's part of the Masorah. It's part of the beauty of what Rabbi Chanan does. Okay, yes, Yisrael.
I understood the Rabbi Chanan. I studied there.
Okay.
He says that Yiv Shalio Shun Din Badai Neged Yidim. Meaning, what's the reason why we're not allowed to use Mechuk Sakas anymore? Not because like there's an ultimate subject, but because there's Edom to the Malve and there's Edom to the Lobe. So if we would establish, let's say, Chazak and Marakama to go to the Lobe, then we're going against the Edom that say that it's the Malve. Whereas all other Sveikos that are objective Sveikos, by me establishing Muchzakis, I'm not going against any type of Edom. We know Edom stronger than anything. Only here, when we say that it was like,
You're saying very nicely. Is that different what I said? Is it really different? In other words, what I'm saying is that because it's the ultimate, it created an ultimate suffix, and it doesn't allow you to follow the muksakus. And the reason that ultimate suffix, thank you very, very much. And the reason why that ultimate suffix is so important. Is like you said, is because the Edom are contradicting that side of Muchzakus. Right.
I don't understand what I meant by like ultimate.
So I think that's what we're saying. Because there's a side that says that this Muchzakus is not valid, so the Safek says that we ignore it. I think we're really saying the same thing. It might be two different yourselves of saying the same thing. I think we're saying the same idea. I think so. So. I'll tell you, I'll be honest. We're Kuntres HaSveikos. I'm a supak whether to do with you the Kuntres HaSveikos is pshat. I think we should go for it. It's a beautiful Kuntres HaSveikos that's kedai for everybody to see. It has two steps to it. And I hope that if we work together, we won't get stuck. So let's take a look at the Kuntres HaSveikos. Kuntres HaSveikos has one of the most important hakiras in regards to Dinei Marekama. Let's take a look at Oshei. Osei and the Kuntres HaSveikos. Let me introduce it to you, Rabbi Osei. The Kundris HaSvekos, who's a brother of the Ktos HaFoshen, this is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful sefer. He writes that he starts off with a totally different issue before we discuss trei v'trei. And that is, how do you look at Cheskas Marikama? We know that the halacha is that if you have a previous owner, you follow, if you have a safek, you follow the muhtzah or the marikama. So in this case, you follow the owner before the kohen had grabbed it. So he asks the following question. Why is it that you follow Marikama? See, such a fundamental question. Why is it that you follow Marikama? Bishlem Cheskas Mamo Measvara Shemilu Kidamri Berei Shapara. If we have a case of Amotzi Mechaver Olvaraya, that the Gemara says is a Svara in Bava Kama Men Vava Mebeis. What's the Svara? That the wallet in my pocket belongs to me. But now, the wallet is no longer in my pocket. Now, the Behema is not in my pocket. By the way, Maven Yavin Rabbi Chanan in another context spoke about that a behema is not, doesn't fit in your pocket. And the fact that it's in your corral doesn't necessarily, is not enough of a proof of bailus. So Maven Yavin, we discussed this all the way in the beginning of this night. But let's just assume for a moment, let's fudge over it a little bit, and we assume that the behema is not simply because it's in my rishus. What are we following? It's no longer in my rishus. It was talked for Kohen. It's now in the Kohen's rishus. So what halacha are we following? Rabbi Osai, scream it out. What halacha are we following? Marikama. We're following the halacha Marikama. Good, Ezra? So says the Kutras HaSeikas, I have the following chakira in how to understand how Marikama works. There are two ways to understand it. Either Marikama is based on a klal of chazaka that applies in Iser v'Heter. And that is the halacha of Cheskas Meikara. You follow the original status. What's an example? In the beginning of Maseches Nida, we have a mikvah shenimdad. They measured a mikvah, and the mikvah was kosher. Then they measured it 2 weeks later. Oh my goodness. What happened was, the mikvah now is missing. It does no longer 40 sah. And now we have an awful shaila to deal with. And that is, the people who went to the mikvah in the last 2 weeks, were they tar or were they not? So halacha is that we follow the cheskas meikara, that if we knew it was kosher, so then as the cheskas hechsher. The exact opposite happens with a behema. If you shech the behema is becheskas isur, until you can prove that the behema was geshecht in kiroi, that it was shecht properly. That's one way of understanding how cheskas marikama works. It's based on the halacha of cheskas isur. Or, do you say no? Do you say that the way in which marikama works is it's a tolada of amotzi mechaver olav araya, just like we have a rule that amotzi mechaver olav araya is a svara, that the wallet in his pocket belongs to him. So too, an extension of that halacha is that we know that it was once in his pocket. It's not the same level of birur that everybody will agree with, but it's an extension of that halacha. See, Josh, you hear this fascinating chakira? It's a fascinating conceptual question, which is not just a shaila about one nekuda. This is going to have hashlachas throughout Shas. Is it a halacha, is marikama halacha in cheskas iser? Or is it a halacha in cheskas mamon? This is a very, very famous chakira that the Kuntres HaSvekus is choker. And he points out that our Ramban, at first glance, seems to be taking sides in that chakira. There was a hand? Yeah?
Can you explain the second side again?
Yes. Isn't it, the other, one side is that's based on the halacha cheskas iser, that you follow a cheskas meikara, a woman who was originally, that we thought is a kosher, is a pnuya, we assume she's a pnuya. A mikvah, but what's halacha lemaisa in the mikvah case? Everybody is kosher. Up until the point that it was measured, cheskas All many chazakas. You follow the cheskas meikara. Sometimes that's also called the cheskas kashrus. Behema is the exact opposite. A behema is not a cheskas kashrus, right? You can't eat from a behema until it has the matter of shechita. So what's its presumed status? Its presumed status is cheskas iser. The mikvah was measured. We know for sure it was once kosher. Anybody that went to the mikvah the last 2 weeks is considered a good tefillah. That's the first side. The second side is that marikama is an extension of the halacha of amotzi mechaver olav araya. Just like the halacha is that motzi mechaver olav araya, that the wallet is in your pocket, it belongs to you. So too, if we know for sure that the wallet once belonged to you, and now we have a safek, we follow marikama, even if it's not in your pocket right now. And it doesn't even have to be that we know it was in your pocket. We know that you were once the marikama. Why? You have a shtar to aid him, saw it in your rishus, even without the halacha of muhsuk itself. Says the kuntres hasvekas, v'royle is boinim, cheskas marikama b'memoina, minolad dazlina basra, bishleim cheskas mamun me'asvar shmielu kedamrina bereish hapara memvav amebeis above the kama. Avol cheskas marikama shein shum echon muchzuk boy sheyad shneim shavim ba sheyad shneim shavim ba minolad becheskas marikama. Ve'efshar lomar. One way of understanding it is the cheskas marikama b'mamun mikoyach chazaka kamaisa diisuru udasya. We follow the chazaka, the original status. Ezra, you have something bothering you? You're okay? Okay. Ukimo, the bechol savik isura mamin and adover becheskes mashayi betchila kodim shenola nasafe. Just like you follow the original status, bein leiter bein leisa. Isura, right? We gave examples of both heter l'isur. By mikvah, that was example, you follow the heter. By shchita, we follow it l'isur. Now, skip the next few lines. Put in parentheses, avol kasha, with up until the end of the paragraph. That's the chakira. Says the Kuntres HaSveikas, this chakira, look at what he quotes. How can we learn a Ramban without connecting this Ramban to the most fundamental chakira, one of the most fundamental chakiras in all of Dine Mominus? Vihine Ramban, he quotes our Ramban. By the way, here's another raya that a lot of Gedolei Aruchronim did not have many of the Rishon. Look how he quotes it. Remember, we had this in Rabbi Chanan also on a different sukkah. Bichlolei tfisa shelo, heitiku rabitzalel ashkenazi b'shitasa lebav metzia. See, that's where my tradition, where I have that you walk around with a sheet of mikvetzes. That's all you need. That's the most. So in those days, they didn't even have the Ramban. Ad kidei kach, it seems to me that he made a mistake. He calls it in his klolei tfisa. The Ramban, as far as I know, there's no such thing as klolei tfisa. It's bav mitzia davav, but he didn't have that. He just had the sheet of mikubetzes. So he thought the sheet of mikubetzes was collecting it from the Ramban's klolei tfisa. Bishitasa lebav mitzia, besugi the takva kohen, or maybe it could be that it became known, our Ramban became known as the Ramban of klolei tfisa. I don't know. Either way, it's bav mitzia davav. Al mashuk shor rishonim, tosis is kasha. The tirates, and he quotes the Ramban that we already did. Umidvarav nira. Everybody have it. First word in line is Amrina. Let's just read the words again. Never hurts to read the words of the Ramban. Avol yesh lama the kol trei v'trei lo Amrina ukim monaches kamare el man de tavas tafas ubimetalteli the sveiko doraisa. It's a savik doraisa. Now we didn't make a big deal at all. Rabbi Hanan didn't make a big deal at all about the words the bichol isura. Shimon wasn't masbir that. That's okay. Shimon's following Rabbi Hanan. He's following good footsteps. But at the end of the day, this part of the Ramban we weren't medayikin. Comes along the Kuntres HaSveikas. Rabbi Hanan knows all this. He still doesn't want to go with this. But at the end of the day, comes along the Kuntres HaSveikas and he says, no. He says this, the Chol Safek Isura is emphasizing something else. Umidvarav Nira. And what is it? What's the emphasis of Isser? This is not Isser. What in the world are we talking about? Why we're not talking about Isser. And don't tell me we're talking about the behemoth of Isser. Because that's not the shayla over here. The shayla is taklakon matzino samyado. Isser we had no suffix about. Umidvarav nire, techeskas marakamam bimemoina mikoyach cheskas kamaisa de beisura asya. You're following the cheskas kamaisa. Umishamahachi don de betray will betray de beisura. Lo mukmina cheskas kamaisa. Gambe mamalom mina cheskas marakamam. Just like the halacha is, if there are two Eidim who come along and say that the woman's husband is dead, and there are two Eidim that come along and say that the woman's husband is alive, you don't follow any chazakah. Just like the Sugyan Yevamah says, Trey v'trey, v'amevin yavin doraisa, holds that you don't follow muchzakus. So too, when it comes to Mammon. So he says, our Chakira is our Ramban. That the Ramban is taking sides on that issue. You hear Yonatan the Diuk? Why did the Ramban, according to Rabbi Chanan's pshat, just to play devil's advocate for a moment, I love what Rabbi Chanan said. I love what Rabbi Chanan said. But at the end of the day, play devil's advocate, why did the Ramban say Isur? Why did the Ramban say Isur? So the answer is that the pshat and the Ramban has nothing to do with this idea that everything's knocked out and it's the ultimate suffix, or as Yisrael said it, I think it's the same way of saying the same thing, that you can never follow the chazaka because there's always two Eidim that's coming up against it. However you say it, at the end of the day, why did the Ramban say the word Isser? By the way, Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Aris quotes the Kuntres HaSvekas. He quoted it there. He's well aware of it. But argues the Kuntres HaSvekas not like the pshat that we first said from Rabbi Chanan, but rather the pshat is it's a halach of trey v'trey by Yisurim. That when it comes to, that when you have a trey v'trey, you ignore any type of previous chazaka. Why? Why do you ignore any type of previous chazaka? So it could very well be that ultimately we come back to the same svara that we said before. And that is a suffix of trey v'trey is so significant, everything else is ignored. We ignore everything else. But from the words of the Ramban, it sounds like that the Ramban is taking sides and saying it's based on the halacha of cheskas Isser. That's one way of reading the Ramban. That's the first approach of Kuntres HaSvekas. So he says, at first glance, it would be taking sides on this issue. Vamevin Yavin Luchura Nafgamina between this Chakira of whether Cheskas Marikama is based on Mamonos or Isser would be what would happen if it's not a case of Marikama. There is no Marikama. What happens if you don't have a Marikama? But there's some type of Muxakus, but not a Muxakus of Marikama. Maybe that would be enough to me. The problem is the Kuntres HaSvekas doesn't, at this stage, doesn't spell out what the nafkamina is going to be. Then he continues, and then he says, V'yesh litchos. He says, maybe there's a different way to read the Ramban. V'lomar, and one could say, no, the Ramban means something else. D'zeu taima de Ramban. The Ramban holds trey v'trey is different, mishum. D'ha d'lom ani t'fisa b'sveka, hu mishum d'daynina la'atofes b'gazlon. He says, rather the pshat is that we view the tofes as a being a gazlan. That ilu av asal beidina ba'ot shelo tofas. If he would have come to Bezdin before he was tofes, hayadinin amenitva. Bezdin would have told him, don't take it. Would have told Adiv Ephraim not to take it. Damot zmer chaver al avaraya. Hashtu the tofas idach, mafkinim mevit ayninin le begazlanusa. We now are paskening on the Kohen as a gazlan. Not the pshat that it's a halach of cheskas Isur, but the pshat is that we're paskening on him as being a gazlan. Skip a line. You know, we can read all things. Zeh time adover delo ma'in tefis moshi yisbar b'kol ma'boim. Ulefizeh hachi kamar Ramban. And now I'm going to explain the Ramban's words when he said Isser. Kamo de besafek Isura. Just like when it comes to the Savik Isura, Hecha Diyesh Chazak Isura, Dainina La Over Alav Kover Al Vada Isur. If I have a Savik Isur, a Savik whether something's Chazir or not, and I want to know if I'm allowed to eat it. The halach is I'm not allowed to eat the chazir. What happens if I ate the chazir? It's considered as if I was over in Isur Doraisa. Maybe not in Hilchos Karbanos, it might not be a Doraisa, but it's a Din Doraisa. Otherwise, it's considered as if I was over Avada Yisur. Not only that, Vesoklim Vesorfin Al Chazakos. In general, we act on a chazaka. We put someone to death based on chazakas. I'll give you an example of that. Reuven who killed Shimon, the only reason you're going to put Reuven to death is if you know for sure that Reuven's a living person. How do you know for sure Reuven's a treif, not a treifa? That he doesn't have a terrible heart defect that he's going to die tomorrow. The answer is we follow a chazaka that he's healthy. So we see we follow Chazakos back into his words. Va'filu achi besavik detrei v'trei lo dainin leika over al vada yisur. We don't consider him as if he's over on a vada yisur. Hachanami besavik mamon. The same two thing about savik mamon. By trei v'trei, the Gemara in Yevamo says you ignore any type of chazakas. You ignore any type of chazakas. That's what Gemara says. So too over here, do we consider this guy a gazlan or not? So normally by a safek, we would consider the guy a gazlan. But by trey v'trey, we ignore all chazakas. That's what the Gemara in Yevam Islam and Aleph tells us. We don't for her follow her cheskas heter. Trey v'trey says she has no cheskas heter. So too, that's what we're saying over here. We want a paskin on whether the Kohen is a gazlan. So normally by sveikos, we paskin you are a gazlan. If we paskin you're a gazlan, what's the halacha? What do you have to do? You have to give it back. Over here, we don't paskin on him as a gazlan. Why? Because you have trey v'trey. Trey v'trey tells you that there's no chazakos. If there's no chazakos, so then in such a case, there's no presumption that the Kohen is a gazlan. If so, then takfa Kohen, ein motzino some miyado, in a case of trey v'trey, only when there is an objective safek could we say, you know what? You're doing a maisa gzela. Hachanami safek mama. Afal dibachol safek danin latov is big azlanusa. Even though in general when it comes to a toface, we judge him as a gazlan, and we tell him to give it back. Umafkinon mine. Here we're saying when the Ramban says that it's Isser, it's not because the Ramban is saying we're relying on the halacha of Cheskas Isser. Rather, he's saying that vis-a-vis the Isser Gzeila, you don't follow the Isser. Because there's no presumptions. Trey Matrey says there are no chazakos. So if there's no chazakos, so then there's no, we don't know for sure whether the guy's a gazlan or not. Therefore, we can't move it out of his rishus. To betray, betray. Lo dainin begazlusav lo mafkinam inay. V'hachi mashmalei lishna de Ramban. Shekasav afil b'isura. Alma de cheskas marikama lev cheskas kama disuru. And then he concludes, therefore I don't have a proof that's based on isur. So Gurdjieff's Asvekas has a suffix of how to read the Ramban. Is the Ramban telling us that the halacha of trey v'trey is saying that you don't follow the cheskas isur, the cheskas kamaisa, and then the Ramban would be saying in dine mominus in general marikama and muchzuk is based on cheskas isur? Or do we say no? What the Ramban over here is telling us when he talks about isur is just telling us that you can't view this guy as a safek gazlan. Why can't you view the guy as a safek gazlan? Because there's no assumptions whatsoever. If there are no assumptions whatsoever, so then we don't know anybody's a bialim. If there's no anybody's a bialim, so it's not even called a safek isur. And that's what he means. We can't paskin on him to be a gazlan. Vamevin Yavin, the second side of the Kuntras HaSvekas, is similar but different to what we said Bedas Tosfos. We said in Tosfos that the reason why the Kohen can't be Tofes is because he's a gazlan. That's how we were Masbir. So we said in Tosfos. But the Ramban is still going to be different than Tosfos. The Ramban's still going to be different than Tosfos. But the Svara that we said in Tosfos about the guy being a gazlan is quite a similar Svara. Gishmak. Okay, so this is the Kuntras HaSvekas, is two different Havanas of the Ramban. All right, Rabosa, ready to go on in the Gemara? Yonatan, question, go ahead.
Yeah, in the period that we said originally with the Kuntras HaSvekas, he says it's similar to Motzi Mechaverov, that just like a Motzi Mechaverov can put it in someone's Rishus, so too here, because we're in Suffolk and it's like Motzi Mechaverov, we'll put it in the Mari Kama's Rishus.
Because that's an extension of a Motzi Mechaverov, right?
Yeah, but Mari Kama, doesn't Mari Kama mean if there are two people and it was in both their Rishus, we go to the first guy? Right, Mark. If there is Mari Kama, it was only one person. But the way it seems here, it would only be one person's rishus, and we just put it back to him. We put it back. But I thought Mari Kama could be. It was in both of their rishus.
No,
and we don't.
Mari Kama is the Mari Kama clearly here is the Baal Behema, not the Kohen. There's no other Mari Kama here.
Oh, as in we only have a raya because we're in Suffolk. We only have a raya that at least he had a rishus.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Correct. Okay, Rabosai, let's begin the next Gemara. Well, let's continue with the Gemara. The Gemara had said, Amar Lei Rav Chananya, let's go back to what we had seen yesterday. Amar Lei Rav Chananya Le Rabba, Tanya the Messiah, Aloch, I have a brisa that supports you. What's he supporting him with? The idea that Kedusha Abba Me'aleha is Shani, and Takva Kohen Motzin Osa Miyadah. Amalei Rav Chananya L'Rabbo Tanya Misaleach HaSvekos in the Chas and L'Dir L'Saser, that if you have Svekos, then you do Maisim V'Yisal K'day Tachtok V'Koin Emotzino Sami Yodo Amayin Ichnas and L'Dir Nimtzezeb Poitner M'moinu M'moinu Shal Koyen. How do we allow the Suffolk to go in? He's using money of the Koins. And the case would be that if he has a says, Rashi says, he'd be able to use it to be used for his Maaser Behema. I still leave off with the Tzarech Iyun Gadol of Izzy's question, and that is, I don't see why that he's being poter Mimono Shel Kohen. Just because there's a halacha, Takfa Kohen, Motzino Samiyad, Takfa Kohen, Ein Motzino Samiyado, doesn't necessarily mean that it's called Mamana Kohen. But that's the assumption of our Gemara. No one came back to me with a good answer. So we did things well, nevertheless. We did Rashi well, the three sheets of Rishonim well, but that's something that we haven't done well, to be able to answer that. You have something good, Shimon, or?
It doesn't, it's not allowed to be a coin, just because it's someone else's money?
That's not what the Gemara says. Gemara says it's Mammon Shel Kohen. Gemara calls it Mammon Shel Kohen.
It happens to be the coins, but the ikur is that it's not yours.
That's not what the Gemara says. Gemara doesn't say that. Yeah? Good
idea. If we're not going to take it out of the Kohen's hands, then it's his. The same way if we don't take it out of the Yisrael's hands, it's the Yisrael's money. Meaning, it's yours, and we're not. If we're going to give a din of Hamlet to El Dariah, why is it not called your money?
Yeah, but as I explained yesterday, Tfisa, at the end of the day, Tfisa might just mean that you leave it where it is. Who says that Tfisa means, like, as we explained before, the fact that the Kohen could be Tofesit just means that we don't consider the Kohen a Gazlan. Does it mean that we consider it his mama?
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's also that Yisrael's the most available for Raya if he wants to get it back from him.
But again, how's the answer? Mono Shel Kohen. I think I've been bothered by this for about 12, 13 years now. I don't think I've ever gotten a good pshat. Problem is, I didn't look enough. But I didn't see anybody even address this. Yisrael, what do you want to say?
First of all, the whole proof, the suggested proof, which got rejected, was based on the fact that it says it's Yisurim, it's even Yisur by him, the Giza Bavoda. The question was why? And that's because the Kohen has a chelek in it and potential to grab it. Without that, then when it's by him, it should not be Isser. The Maskana is Isser because it's a subject within itself. But the Havamina was that since the Kohen has a chelek in it, it's Isser even by you. It's also even by you.
So, fuch, that just creates more problems. The Pnei Yoshua is bothered at the end of the day, the fact that he has rights to Giza Vavoda. The fact that it's also Begiza Vavoda, why do we even consider it the coin as being a tokef?
Because he can't upper itself.
I don't know. I think it's just gonna get us. I hear what you're saying. It's not. I don't know. I think it's not enough for me. Then we wouldn't even consider. If you take what you said to its logical extreme, then it would be tokfa, wouldn't be motzian. Wouldn't even be considered motzian.
You still can't go to someone's house and grab something because you can still suffer. It's still called motzian.
I'm not swayed. I hear what you're saying, and I'm not swayed by it. Yehuda?
Because Tosfos says earlier that the coin has a chelik in it.
What does Tosfos say earlier?
In Vahalacha.
What does he say? Where? Which line?
On Vavamur Bez.
Yeah, which line?
Safik Mishim Deshema Yesh Lekoin Chelik Bo. That since perhaps the coin has a chelik in it, then it's possibly considered his money.
But that's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says it's asur begiza v'avoda because shema yesh a coin chelik bo. So you and Yisrael want to say that because it's asur begiza v'avoda, so then because it's asur begiza v'avoda, then he has mamonos in it.
Tosfos connects that to that.
Wait, just a second. I keep on saying it's a Pnei Yoshua about this. Can someone pass me a Kovetz Mefarshim? So the Pnei Yoshua says what you guys are saying, but only in the Havamina of the Gemara. Because he says that you're right, in the Havamina of the Gemara, before Kedusha Bameleh HaShani, he says exactly what you just said. And that is that the Giza Avoda show that there's Mamon Bailim, like Yehuda's pointing out in Tosis. But now, the Gemara is in the stage where the Gemara is saying, Kedusha Bameleh HaShani. So he says that the Gemara rejects that. Valzeh masik hatartzim dehasim gufa begizav avoda lav betrus atali milsa le'inin begizav avoda el mishum kedusha ba me'alehi. So what you guys are saying is correct, according to Pnei Yeshua, to be masbir the hava, mean of the Gemara, that because it's aser begizav avoda, so then that's a simon of the mamon abaylim that the guy has. Or, to put in other terms, the mamon abaylim is going to affect the Giza Vavoda. Va'amevin yavin, we already said that. That's what we said was gufa the chakira of the Gemara. Whether the Isser creates it or the mamon creates it. But now we're already past that stage. Now we're in the
We're proving that the Havamin is wrong and the Maskan is right. That's where Rav Hanina came to prove that Rava was right.
So spell it out. Amr le Rav Hanina lab le Rava Tanya de Masalei Alach that Tokva Kohen Alach is Motzian Osam Yado. I need to verbalize. I'm sorry, Gedalia. Tokva Kohen is Motzian Osam Yado. So if Tokva Kohen is Motzian Osam Yado, so and you don't have that's consistent. No, that's consistent with the Torah, says Gemara. Kedusha Sabachar Kamrit. V'olam Amelchot Tokva Kohen Motzian Osam Yado. The Kedusha Abba Me'aleh Oshani. So we're in the teretz of the Gemara. So what are we proving?
We're proving the teretz is right, and it's not like we originally thought in Havamina.
Okay.
And that's why the Yisak Adaitach is, if you would think that the Kohen, that he has a chilek in it like we thought in the Havamina, then how can it be that you're like...
Yefemot. Very, very nice. Very nice. According to Pnei Yoshua, it's nice. Very good, Yisrael, Gedalia, and Yehuda. Very good. So they're saying like this. They're saying v'is al kadaitach tokva kohen ein motzino samiyado. If we're going to say ein motzino samiyado, what's the svara of that? The svara of that is based on the idea that the iser giza va'avoda stems from the kohen's rights of mamonos, and that's why it's the kohen's able to grab it. So then the Isser Giza Avoda stems from the Mamana Kohen. If that's so, Nimsazet Poter Mona Mono Shel Kohen. That's really nice. Okay. So what should we do now? This was a sheer stopper. Because they showed that the Pnei Yoshua, that I alluded to parts of it. Remember, there were a couple of times I said the Pnei Yoshua gets involved with it. They're showing that the Pnei Yoshua is going to answer what I was bothered by. So maybe what we should do is change directions for the next 6-7 minutes and do this Pnei Yoshua together so you see the beauty of what they're saying. What's that? You don't think so?
I would like to do that.
You'd like to do that? Good. So let's do that. Let's do that. The Gemara of Dibar Masvil Hacha. Let's take a look at this Pnei Yoshua. This Pnei Yoshua we didn't do. So now, Rabbos, everybody, I'd like to have things in order, clear, misudar. So let's have things misudar, what we're doing now. Today in Shir, what we did is we gave three Mahalchim Bedasa Ramban. The Ramban was misudar because that was the third answer to the question of when do we say Tokfa Motzino Samyado and Trey Vitrey, we seem to say A Motzino Samyado. And then what we did was, I started reading the Gemara, and I got stuck. Why is it considered Niftar b'mono shel kohen? And we're going to see that what Yisrael, Yehuda, and Gedalia answered is based on the teretz of the Pnei Yoshua, that he asks a couple of other questions on the Gemara's Havamina. So let's just see that whole thing. Now, that Pnei Yoshua is going to go back to the Gemara's kasha, v'ha'cha damer takvah koin eim etziyim yadav. V'chilo takvah asurim b'gizav avodah. Another, and comes along with Pnei Yoshua, and Pnei Yoshua asks on the Havamina. V'yesh l'tmoa, it's a wonder, asks the Pnei Yoshua. My salka daitam, what was the Gemara's Havamina? Me'echi teisi, shelo ye'asur b'gizav avodah. So what did the Gemara say? Oh, the halach is at the Bechor, is also something Bechor is also regular Gizah Avodah. And that proves it's Mamon HaKohen. Ask the Pnei Yoshua, Ma'in Yin Shemitah Etzar Sinai. The fact that it's also Gizah Avodah, how does that prove that it's Mamon HaKohen? Now, we already spoke out what the Pnei Yoshua says. But now, since what Yisrael and Gedalia are doing is nuanced, I want to see it in the Pnei Yoshua itself. Okay, so everybody follow the kasha. We're going back on the Havamina of the Gemara, that since it's also about Gizav Avodah, then it proves that's Mamon HaKohen. He says, V'yesh L'tmoa, My sake that me khites shlo ye also be gizav od. Kimen shu yode shish kan be vade savig is the rice is lil achmir. It's a regular law of savig the rice of khumra and you go la achmir. Uma inyan ze lenid on the dawn asked the Pnei Yoshua. And what does it have to do with our original shayla? What was our original shayla? Hiptisha below takfa. Shaloto in bori shein kan shim savig egdish. I'm saying that for sure belongs to me. I don't have to say anything back to you. Va'od kasha. De'le'ezet sarach erich lomar va'acha damer takva koin emotzin. De'kol shekein. I'av amrina takva motzin. Va'afilu achi atso begizah avoda. He says, if anything, I would have said the exact opposite. That if the halach is takva motzin, it's still atso begizah avoda. Mukach te'fei. Okay, this question is like a maman of shach kasha. So let's leave the second kasha. The first kasha is a stronger kasha. What's the proof from Giza Vavoda? So put in parentheses, I wasn't masbir his second kasha. Miu kan mi anis bo mishkachas lo mitartz lefishit asenu. He says, based on what I said above, now that above we actually did already. Mishum de be'emes, kol echadika chazaka gemura, azlina basra midaraisa chol mili. Whenever you have a chazaka gemura, it is machriya everything. Ve'alfinan lo bechulin yud aleph, mi bayis hamenuga. That if you have a suffix on whether a bayis has negoim, va'filu midadi isura odina nefashos, azlina basra chazaka bein lahakal bein lahachmer. You'll always follow a chazaka. Vim kein savar amaksha, the maksha holds the isal kadaitach dibisafik bechor zach wa bailim legamri, that if the bailim get everything v'lomani tfisas hakohen and the kohen can't grab it v'ainu al karch mashum nemukmina lo achazaka demarikama, the only reason we would be assuming that is because we're assuming you go back after the marikama memela lo ayasagam ke begizav avoda. And then it wouldn't be also be Giz of Avoda. So Hava Amina of the Gemara is that the halach of Giz of Avoda would stem from the Mammon HaKohen. If the Mammon HaKohen exists, then there's Nisr Giz of Avoda. If there's no Mammon HaKohen, then there is no Giz of Avoda. That's the Hava Amina of the Gemara. May I time a goof on the Pina Chazog, Shim Mammon Gomer Shel Bailim. Vahod the kaimon, aye! You want to say no, it has nothing to do with Mammon HaBailim. Because Savik Daraisa Lechumra. Vahod the kaimon Savik Daraisa Lechumra. Hainu Eicha Deleka Chazaka. That's if there isn't any Cheskes Mammon. If you have an objective Shaila, where the piece of meat is kosher or treif, so then you could simply say Savik Daraisa Lechumra. However, over here, there isn't an objective suffix whether the meat is treif or not. The halacha of whether the bechor is a bechor stems from whether there is a cheskas mamon of the kohen or not. So if we say it's aser begiz of avoda, then we must be assuming that there is a cheskas bailus of the kohen. That's all we need. Then skip all the way to the end. 8 lines before the piece concludes, before Tosos. Valze masik hatartson. And this is what the Tartson says. Tahasam guve begizav avoda labit fisa talia milsa. It's not dependent on what we call the mamana bailim. Lingizav avoda. El mashum de gnusha bome alehi. So it turns out that I don't remember when it was. Was it Sunday or Wednesday? We were mechavim to Pnei Yoshua. It was last week. That we said the shakla v'tarya, the hava mina of the Gemara is that the Yisr Giza Avodah stems from the Mammon HaBailim. Kamash Malon, then no, the Yisr Giza Avodah has nothing to do. So now, Gedalia, Yisrael, and Yehuda come along and they answer my question. I ask, what in the world is the Gemara saying? V'isal kadaitach nifter b'mamono shel kohen. What does it mean, nifter b'mamono shel kohen? Where do you see it's mamono shel kohen? So they point out that the isal kadaitach is saying according to the logic of the Hava Amina. And what was the logic of the Hava Amina? The logic of the Hava Amina was, I'm seeing the same thing now in Yonatan. I'm seeing the shine of the Yonatans today. That what was the logic in the Hava Amina? The logic of the Hava Amina was what? is that is that the din giza avoda stems from the moment abayim. So if it stems from the moment abayim, now every word of the Gemara is meduyak. It's niftar b'mamono shel kohen. So we're saying like this: v'isal kadaitach back into the Gemara. V'isal kadaitach talk for kohen emotzim yosu biyado. So if we're going to say talk for kohen that the kohen has rights to it, amay michnasan ladir. How do we allow him to use it? Nimtza zepoter mono mono shel kohen. He's using the mamon hakohen. Because why are we assuming in the halamim of the kohen has right? It's also begiz of avoda. Why do we assume that it has halachas of isurim? Because it has halachas of mamon hakohen. So according to you, who are assuming that the giz of avoda stems from the mamon hakohen, nimtza zepoter mono mono shel kohen kaftor veferach. Beautiful. Gishmak, Yonatan, no?
Yeah, it's been nice.
Beautiful. Yashikoa Chevra. I knew there was an answer somewhere there, but somehow I wasn't... All the things that you said I knew, but I didn't do the math. Beautiful. Mitalmida Yosem Mikulam. Beautiful. Beautiful. Rav Chaim Tzvi, fire away.
Is there anything that's also Shikas Rashi and Yisab Kadaita?
Rashi v'isal kadaito. V'isal kadaito v'yesha kohen sad schir bo. Nimtza zem yotza basiri poter b'mayna shel kohen. I'm not sure. In other words, Rashi uses more power of the lashon than the Pnei Yoshua. He says it's sad schir. Sad schir. Lav dafka. Look, this is the only pshat I have in the Gemara, is according to Pnei Yoshua. But I don't see that in Rashi. I don't see sad schia bo nimtzazet. You could say what we're saying in Rashi, but it's not. Yeah, it's lav dafka mukhrach in Rashi. Beautiful. That was definitely a sheer stopper. That was I was planning to start the next Gemara and kofetzef and amenuyin. Now I want to share with you a very, very important, a couple important hilchos Pesach. But Yisrael, since you helped us out today, I'll let you go into halacha. Go ahead, yeah?
I think Rav Nahan, that we saw, will explain it more differently.
For sure.
That it's a mamon b'safek, that's why he has a sad s'chia, which is Rashi l'shitasim, says sad s'chia.
Okay, this you have to prove to me that Rashi learns like the Ran.
Well, Rashi holds a mamon b'safek.
Okay, here we go. We got to work on that. You're already saying chabura. You're saying a whole shtickle Torah. So we have to... I'm open to hear. It sounds interesting. You hear? He wants to say that the Tzatzchi is working like Shita Saran. Okay, I want to introduce today's...